Otyn da ddychwiol. Otyn ni gans disgans eith warnigans. I don't think I need to translate that anymore. You should have that. Have? Let's do have. Pluven genes, which means have you a pen with you? So have you got one actually in your pocket on you right now? Pluven genes. Pluven genes. Pluven is feminine, by the way. We're not using an with it, so you can't tell. But pluven genes. Is there a pen with you? You might answer yes. So the answer would be ers. Just repeat that verb at the beginning. Ers, which is the nondescript, non-precise there is. Ers pluven genes, ers, and then you go for the more precise one, which is yma pluven genes, which is yes, I have a pen. Ers pluven genes, ers, yma pluven genes. Ers pluven genes, ers, yma pluven genes. So I'm going to ask you the question, you answer, okay? Ers pluven genes. Okay, hopefully you answered ers. Ma pluven genev. Now the ma, a lot of people say ima or ima. It's not that it is. It's almost, you almost don't pronounce the y. It's sometimes apostrophe ma, ma. Ers, ma pluven genev. Let's do it now with the negative. Nagers. No. Ninzers pluven genev. No, I don't have a pen with me. Nagers. Ninzers pluven genev. So I'll ask you the question. Ers pluven genes. Hopefully you answered. Nagers. Ninzers pluven genev. Once more. Ers pluven genes. And there was your nagers. Ninzers pluven genev. What if you have something, but it's not actually with you, you just own it somewhere? Ers car vis. Do you have, do you own a car, but not necessarily with you right now? Ers car vis. You might want to say, yes, I have a car. That would be ers, yma carddim. Ers, yma carddim. Or you might want to say no. Nagers, ninzers carddim. Nagers, ninzers carddim. So here we go. Now I'm going to ask you the question. Ers carddis? So you've either answered ers, yma carddim, or you've answered nagers, ninzers carddim. So make your choice, I'll ask you again. Ers carddis? Which one did you answer? Ers or nagers? Okay, there is another verbal form for have, which we will encounter little by little. Here's probably the most often used one for saying, I hope, which is basically, hope I have. I hope that I have, or I have got hope that. So here we are, it's govenek ambers. Govenek ambers. Burs. Govenek am burs. Okay, so you now know how to say, have you got something, and answer yes and no. So, learn that system, try it out with different words that you've encountered, or if you've got a dictionary, find a word in there. Perhaps get someone to ask you the question. Okay, there you go, another Cornish lesson tomorrow.